Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, it's me, Mark Blunden, and this is the Evening Standard's Tech and Science Daily Podcast. Here's what's happening today, Thursday, the 20th of November. First, gamers of the UK rejoice. Today's the day you can get your hands on the new PlayStation and its exclusive titles like Spider-Man Miles Morales.
Every time I think I got this Spider-Man thing figured out, something goes wrong.
Other titles available on the new console include Call of Duty Black Ops Cold War, which takes up a whopping 133 gigabytes of storage space.
Years of blood. Just a light to fuse of a secret war decades in the making.
In London, Sony has taken over Oxford Circus Tube Station to mark the launch of the PS5 in Britain. The marketing stunt sees the underground station rebranded with PlayStation shapes throughout. US rideshare firm Lyft is in hot water after promoting its service for people to rent cars for the Thanksgiving holiday as coronavirus cases in the US explode. Through push notifications shared by some customers on social media on Wednesday, the company sent this message. Last minute Thanksgiving plans, rent a car and make it happen. But unsurprisingly, some did not take too kindly to the call to action, given the latest surge in the pandemic across the states. One person tweeted, "No, at Lyft, read the news." Another tweeted that the push was wildly irresponsible and that last time I checked, we were in the midst of a worsening pandemic and no one should be going anywhere for Thanksgiving. The company told CNN the campaign has now been paused. Twitter says it will slow down the rollout of Fleets, its feature for posts to disappear after 24 hours, the day after the feature launched worldwide because of performance and stability issues. The company's support team said in a tweet, obvs, that users may have to wait a few more days for the feature after it was tested in Brazil, Italy, India, and South Korea. Fleets, which include text, photos, and video, will be available at the top of users' home timelines on Twitter and on the sender's profile. Comes after Twitter and other social media companies are under pressure to better police abuses and viral misinformation on their sites. Now, keeping your child online so they can do homework or play games with friends can be another big financial commitment right now. So Vodafone in the UK is giving out 250,000 data-only SIM cards, each 30 gigabytes, to schools to give to disadvantaged children who need them most. Here's Stephanie Armstrong, deputy head teacher at Salisbury Primary School in Queen's Park, London, on why this campaign is so vital.
They're A, going to be able to access that learning, like the home learning. They'll be able to access things. Parents then have that just a sense of relief that, you know, they don't have to worry about where that pound, but, you know, however much money they have to spend using up their data that they might need for other things.
The National Foundation for Educational Research estimates that children in England are at least 3 months behind in their studies due to COVID-19 restrictions, with disadvantaged pupils amongst the worst hit. Schools can order the SIMs to help pupils who are struggling to get online, and inquiries can be made through Vodafone's UK website.
If you're enjoying Tech and Science Daily, hit subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Cool fact,
A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, President Barack Obama.
Hey, you. How are you?
I'm so good. You're in Washington, D.C., and I'm home in Santa Barbara.
Through the magic of a fast internet connection and some green screen tricks, former President Barack Obama is back, and he's talking to Oprah Winfrey on Apple TV.
Can she see me yet?
I can.
This is pretty cool technology you got here. We're playing footsies.
Using similar technical wizardry as Drew Barrymore deploys on her YouTube shows. And here is a clip of talk show host James Corden throwing her apples and pillows via green screen. But did she catch them?
Now you throw it to me. One, two, no! Not yet!
One, two. Oh no, well, I'm doing it. I'm counting to three. It's... Do you want this apple?
Yes, I do. I'm very hungry.
Staying with Apple. Apple will pay $113 million to settle allegations that it slowed down older iPhones. 33 US states claimed that Apple had done this to drive users into buying new devices. Millions of people were affected when the iPhone 6, 7 and SE models were slowed down in 2016 in a scandal that was dubbed Batterygate. Tech giant has not commented on the settlement, but has previously said the phones were slowed to preserve aging battery life. And finally, if you are a cat owner and you struggle to understand your pet's complex emotions, then this might just be the app for you. It's called Meow Talk. The app was made by a former Amazon Alexa engineer. Basically, it records the sounds and then attempts to identify the meaning.
Take my cat out. She's hungry. I know that. I'm going to push record by tapping on the circle. And let's see what she says.
The cat's owner can then label the translation and create a database for the artificial intelligence software to learn from. Currently, there are only 13 phrases in the app's vocabulary, including feed me, I'm angry, and leave me alone. You're up to date. We'll be back tomorrow at 1 p.m. Subscribe and make sure you don't miss out. But come back at 4 p.m. today for the Leader podcast, where we bring you the latest news from the Evening Standard's newsroom in London. See you tomorrow. Mm-hmm.